Dan, the defence asked for 3 years suspended as a starting point, with mitigating factors further reducing it. Why did the judge decide on less than that?
Well, the judge accepted the defence submission of 3 years as a starting point. The defence team put together a pretty solid lineup of character references for the Deputy Prime Minister. They spoke of him in glowing terms as one of the framers of the nation, one of the people who helped to, a pioneer of independence, an upstanding character, and so on and so forth. So with all these glowing recommendations, with a very little opposition from the public prosecutor on that particular regard, the judge accepted that a three-year starting point would make sense and that a further reduction of 1 year was justified, and hence he arrived at the two-year suspended sentence.
Joan Atterman was very contrite, apparently, saying, "From the bottom of my heart, I wish to apologise." Did that hold any weight at all?
I believe it did. I think that the judge accepted in good faith the assertions that the Prime Minister at the time, now Deputy Prime Minister Joan Atterman, acted in good faith. He acted in what he felt was the national interest. And sad to say, he also acted outside of the law, and he has come to accept that. Even though he pled not guilty at the outset of the trial, he subsequently realized came to the realization, at any rate, that he wasn't going to escape punishment for this. And so, a lot of people have given him credit for fronting up to it, pleading guilty and accepting the consequences.
The former acting police commissioner, Aru Marala, was also given the same sentence. What did the judge say about his role?
Well, it was difficult to hear. The acoustics within the chamber were very difficult. We don't have a written copy of the judgment yet. My understanding of it is that he chose to see both sides of the crime, if you will, in the same light, that he wasn't going to, treat one person according to one set of circumstances and the other according to another. That means that he considered the crime itself to be of equal gravity on both sides. So the police commissioner accepting an illegal order, probably something that he arguably should have known was illegal, and the Prime Minister issuing what he should have known was an illegal order.
So is this the end of the matter? Joan Atterman gets to stay an MP?
Well, that's still open to conjecture. I asked the Deputy Prime Minister immediately after he stepped out. He was very relaxed, smiling. He was surrounded by his supporters. It felt almost like a carnival atmosphere. And I said, do you feel that this was a good result? And he said, well, I don't feel it's good, but I accept it. And then I asked him what his plans were for the future. He said he would consult with the Prime Minister and with his party members before he made any announcement. I asked for a comment from the Prime Minister. His office told me that they were not planning on issuing any statement before the Prime Minister departs for New Caledonia later this afternoon.